welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello, welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We have had a busy yet restful weekend.
Yeah, if you can do that. But somehow, I mean, any kind of rest for us is really unusual and weird. But as we transition into this new chapter, we're kind of practicing. This is kind of like the prologue.
It is the prologue. And I'm really looking forward to those days where I can work in the morning, get some things done, maybe sit back and have a glass of tea in the afternoon.
Go buy plants.
That's absolutely.
Torch some weeds.
Okay. I don't know about torching weeds.
Oh.
Is that restful or work?
Oh, that's restful.
I see.
Yes, it's very restful.
I don't know about that. But I felt pretty accomplished today. I got some yogurt in the yogurt maker, so it is fermenting as we speak.
And I prefer that. You don't really eat much yogurt, do you?
You know, I haven't been, and that's weird because I like it, and I like what I make at home. I prefer to blend it with fruit.
Yeah, see, I don't. I just like yogurt.
And you eat it with granola, I think?
Yeah, sometimes I eat granola or put some nuts in it or some oats or something.
But I've been making like 95% of the yogurt that we eat and use for over a year now.
Yeah, and usually it's using leftover milk that we're not probably going to use for cereal or drink or anything. It's not bad yet, but I'm just very particular about milk. I want it super fresh if it's on cereal. And so you, instead of like throwing it on the tomato plants or something,
which
for
is
calcium,
good for those,
that's a good use of it. But I eat it.
Right.
Maybe that explains a few things. I don't
it
know.
Might.
But I like the yogurt that you make at home so much better than the stuff we buy at the store. The stuff we buy at the store is way, way, way too sweet for me.
And it's loaded with other things like gelatin and preservatives that we
don't
use here.
I just don't like it. I don't like it nearly as well. I like the homemade.
The other thing I did yesterday with leftover milks, because we do scones every week now, it takes an odd amount, not like an exact half gallon or exact quart, but it's like a half gallon and maybe 3/4, 2/3 of another one. So I always end up with a little
with
bit of
buttermilk
left.
Yeah.
And I've saved that up for 3 weeks. And yesterday I made buttermilk cheese out of that.
That was a good part of our meal.
It was.
Last night, our debriefing. So if you follow us on any of the other social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, those, you know that we debrief and we're known for that. And it kind of started as a joke. And now people ask us every week, what are you going to do this week?
I know. It's become a thing.
It has become a thing. So something, again, that was kind of a joke now is kind of an expectation.
It
so
is.
You made cheese
and
last
night.
And
so I made buttermilk cheese, and that is one of the easiest things to make. Actually, I wrote a post for Mother Earth News blog about that, and I'll put a link to that in the show notes so that you can see. And you wouldn't have to have leftover buttermilk. You could run to the store and grab a jug of buttermilk, but it's super, super, super easy to make and real tasty.
It's really
it's
good.
It's just a nice, fresh, little bit of tangy cheese.
You put it on a fresh salad that we had, that I had picked that. So
right.
We had some fresh spinach and some nice lettuce, and it was nice and tender and soft, and you put the cheese on it, and then
really that
the
was
paprika.
Yes, it was a very simple salad, not much in terms of toppings or dressings, because I wanted to feature that buttermilk cheese and
a sprinkle of paprika that our dear friend Michael brought us from Spain.
Yeah. Oh,
and it
yeah.
was beautiful.
It was so
and
good,
flavorful.
Too.
Mm.
Yeah. It just really. I mean, that's kind of what we're all about.
It is.
It's trying to. You know. Yeah. We started our day yesterday at 3:30 in the morning.
Right.
And got up and made scones and went to the market and came home and. But at the end of the day, you made cheese.
Yeah.
And, we had salad that, you know, that came from our property and, but we had a nice relaxing meal with, that was really fairly simple, but
it was,
I mean, who makes cheese?
Well, I do.
And you did it after market. So, and it was right. quite delicious and it was like a leftover. So it was like free meal, which
That's
is very cool.
Absolutely. One of the things that I love to do is take bits and pieces of leftovers and make them into something new and delicious for us to eat.
Mm-hmm. And then we try to create a nice environment when we eat.
Yes.
We use real napkins, decent plates. Our plates we probably got somewhere at Big Lots or
Dollar
somewhere.
Store
yeah,
or
we,
something.
They're just pretty plates, but they were cheap.
Mm-hmm.
And so we try to set a nice table and usually we have fresh flowers and music and, you know, just to kind of wind down after market. It's just really something we look forward to.
It is. And that's the thing that I think everyone can do. Even if you're rushed and trying to get a bunch of stuff done, you can always find a way to just take a little bit of time and have a few things, like a couple of, and they're mismatched dishes.
Oh, yeah.
But they're pretty dishes. And just set a pretty table, use cloth napkins, which is environmentally friendly, and take a few minutes just to, I mean, for us, we call it debriefing. But what we've learned is those are really nice times just to kind of decompress and settle at the end of the day and have a relaxing time where we can think and talk and process what's happened during the
because
day.
Because a lot of our week is not like anything like that. Usually it's running. A lot of times we're kind of yelling at each other from one room to another
right.
as we're rushing out the door. Or I mean, that's pretty much how we operate right now. But those things are quickly changing.
They are.
And we are going to do things differently. That's going to be much healthier for us. So I think probably more of our meals, we will actually sit there and not have phones out or anything like that. And, you know, enjoy if we have guests here, be able to actually talk to people and not feel rushed and
right.
feel like,
focus.
Oh my gosh, as soon as they leave, we have to do this. I don't want to do that anymore.
I don't want to either, but we have learned how to carve out time, even in the midst of busy schedules,
uh-huh.
that sometimes you just have to sit back and take that time and make that happen.
Yep. And so that's part of our debriefing. Last night we had this fancy schmancy cheese and...
Ooh, and the other fun thing that I just kind of came up with in my own head, and I don't even know how I do that sometimes.
It's scary.
It's a very scary place in my head, actually. But right now, at the early part of June, we have an abundance of fresh cilantro.
Yes.
And I love cilantro. I think it's a fresh taste. I know there are some people who experience that flavor as soapy. I'm so very thankful that neither one of us experienced that.
No, I love it. I love the smell of it, the flavor. I love it.
I do too.
And we do have a lot because
yes.
it does self-seed. And I've also planted extra this year because I planted cilantro in with both some of our tomatoes and all of our peppers this year to help. And, you know, we're seeing that that's already
yes.
working in the garden. Bugs that we don't want on our pepper plants, it's drawing them to the cilantro. The cilantro, some of it doesn't look so good, but the pepper plants look fantastic.
And that's a great use of interplanting purposefully so that you have what you want in crops.
Mm-hmm. And plus you harvest.
I did.
It. So not all of them are ruined.
Not at all. And you have cilantro in several different garden beds. And I went around and collected a pretty good bunch of that. Mm-hmm. And then ran it through. I have a little bullet blender, which is what I use to blend fruit.
I wonder what I could do with that.
No. I use that for food, so it doesn't go to the garden.
Oh.
This was washed and clean cilantro.
I see.
And that's also what I use to blend the fruit and yogurt together. But anyway, I put a good bunch of cilantro, a little bit of salt, some chili flakes that I got at, I believe, the Spice House, and lemon juice and olive oil. And I made a marinade for chicken breast out of that.
It was so good.
And then, just because I can, I cooked that on a salt block in the oven.
Yeah.
So it had this nice saltiness imparted from the salt block. I didn't add any additional salt to the dish, but it had that from the salt block. Mm-hmm. And I have two of them. One is kept exclusively for baking, and the other one's in the freezer, and I use that to serve cold foods on. And a lot of times I'll do like a mozzarella tomato when we have all those nice tomatoes from the garden. I'll do that on a cold salt block. Mm-hmm. And I store that in the freezer.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to do that.
Oh, I can't wait either. I can't wait until we have the tomatoes, which we do have some. We might possibly have a ripe tomato or two this week. They're starting to turn like the light green. So we'll see.
I saw a nice pepper or two out there that was about ready.
We're starting to get some peppers. So things are changing in the garden, which I love because we love that fresh food.
We do. And one of the things that I intend to do with that is really start featuring what is fresh and ripe from the garden and make a meal or a specific recipe out of that. Again, things that I just think of out of my own head. And we'll be posting those. We'll be featuring them on social media. And then you will be able to go get those same kinds of ingredients at the farmer's market.
Yes.
And make your own delicious meals.
And you won't regret it.
No, you won't.
For sure.
Not at all.
Because that's like high living to me.
Oh, to go to the garden, get something fresh, straight to the kitchen, create a new dish. That high living is really the term.
Doesn't get any better than that.
And if you have your own garden, you can do that. We'll give you some ideas about how to do that. And if you shop the farmer's market wherever you are, you can do it that way
too. That's right, yeah.
So we're always encouraging fresh food and whole food.
Yes, yes, yes.
So that is our aim, to help you, our listeners and our followers, expand and use whole food.
Yes. So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.